Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Point West with Bobby West and Earth O'Jalla. Heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Point West, West.
All righty, welcome back to the second hour of Point West. I'm your host, Mr. Bobby. And it is your exclusive to TalktainmentRadio.com. And by the way, this is radio the way it should be heard. My featured guest is Dr. Randy Short, just a fantastic brother that I've been knowing for a few minutes. And man, I'm a learner also. I'm learning from him in different things, as we all should be learning here in the vineyard. And I thank Yahweh for this opportunity that I have to conversate with him, and then Talk to Him at Radio for allowing the format to be spread across the entire world. Now, if you would like to get in contact with the show, and we would love for you to do that, you can call 1-877-932-9766. My screener is right there. Screeners are right there waiting for you to do that. Or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and some of them have already done that. And I'm going to have Dr. Short finish up his statement or his conclusion on the Black News Network, which is, I'm going to assume, which is a bad word, but Representative J.C. Watt, a Republican from the state of Oklahoma. I guess the show is based in Tallahassee, Florida, according to the reports that I have in my head researcher. And then I'm going to go to the Gmail. So, Dr. Short, to conclude, you started off with Sly Stone. You talked about Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston, and all of them who are top draws, but for somehow began to slack off. And the product that they were putting out, people would not go and see them. So we're dealing with financial issues. So go ahead and conclude that. And then I want to ask a question from one of our listeners. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just the point is that people, and particularly Black people, when you get their attention, you've got to hold it and you've got to come through. This is why James Brown was called the hardest working man in show business, right? He didn't miss a show. He was there.
Yes.
He knew you were going to be entertained.
Yes.
If you ever lax off with Black folks, there's always someone else prepared to compete for that attention and that energy. So if, in fact, they've got something, Roland Martin, his little basement, wherever he is, he's got something going out. Whether you like him or don't like him, wish he would get a different set of ties or a diet or whatever, but he's producing.
Yes.
He's making, and you can see it. And it doesn't matter how many viewers he buys, at least someone. It's really organic watching him and listening to him. If J.C. Watts has 60 people, I believe them. His program should be competitive to Roland Martin.
Yes, sir.
At least right now, not 10 years from now, not 10 months. They should have rolled out with something competitive, if not superior, to Roland Martin. And the only other thing I'll say, I'm not big on the city of Tallahassee.
Okay.
But if you're going to do Black news and Black programming, you need to be in a much larger city where there's a vibrant, stronger Black population. Why not Jacksonville why not Atlanta, right? Why not Philadelphia? Why not maybe even Birmingham or some place? I mean, a bigger, larger place. I worry if you're in a conservative, slow area.
Yes, sir.
That you're going to make conservative or very, very, very tepid black news. Why not New York? Okay, we may not like Berry Gordy, but he went from Detroit to L.A. He went up against the big boys. Whether we like him leaving Detroit or not, he says, hey, the entertainment hub is L.A.
Yes.
That's where we need to be.
Yes.
Well, the news is New York. Even the conservative people in Fox in New York or Atlanta, you go to a center. It's counterintuitive for it to be in Tallahassee.
Okay.
Why?
All righty. We're going to leave it there. Why? Could be because of Florida State University. I don't know. But anyway, we're going to move on here. Thank you for that. By the way, Dr. Shore, before we end the program, you had mentioned that while you were speaking about the black news. I want to get your perspective on Andrew Gillum. But we're not going to get that right now. But hopefully... we want to make sure we get that. That's black news. All righty. Let's see here. Oh, by the way, people, with this corona thing, pay your bills, whether it's mortgage, if you can. I know there are many that are unemployed. Businesses are shutting down. But if you can, please pay your bills, because if you don't and you go into that delayed payment or something, trust me on this one. At the end of it, this is what the elders told me, at the end of it, I mean, some of those that are still alive from the earlier years told me what those people will do. They will demand full payment of whatever they are. Is that right, Galen? I'm getting his head sick on that. Yeah. So don't fall for that trick. Okay. Anyway, Dr. Short. Let me see here, brother. There we go. Nawab, if I'm correctly pronouncing his name, said this. He'd like to do this. He said, Dr. Short, I follow you not only on this broadcast, but on others as well. That being said, I just wanted to address something you mentioned about me on the We All Be TV broadcast this past week. Not this past week, but when this was written. In regards to the question about Dick Gregory. Well, that was me who asked it. Now, I know that through research within the new black media, such as yourself, gets a lot of trolls and provocateurs asking certain questions in order to evoke a certain response. That wasn't me. I'm real, and I'm likewise a conscientious black man who's supported other programs on this network in the past. But I ask because I trust, Dr. Short, your judgment and assessment on situations, and I'm not the only out here who has thought about our ancestor, Dick Gregory. That being said, your answer/response to me was more than adequate, and I didn't need any more. I wasn't hoping for you to trash or defame his legacy because, like you said, he has spoken many truths throughout his career as well. I was only speaking more so to his latter years, where he said things such as Dr. Sabi being a government agent, which I did not agree with. Which I did not agree with. Let's see here, because the last he asked me a question. He would like to you to respond to that. Evidently, you said some things about Dick Gregory
Well, I didn't say anything about Dick Gregory. I made a response.
Okay.
It's very simple. When you get a call, I don't know who I'm talking to. I do know that there are people that do things, and you don't know. You're flying blind. here's what I'll say. One, Dr. Sebi, I didn't even know that Dick Gregory said something about Dr. Sebi. It's one. And what you need to know is before Dr. Sebi left this earth, I was introduced to Dr. Sebi and his team by one of my colleagues. We had been invited to go to Honduras with Dr. Sebi. I didn't have the money to go. And so, you know, I could have been down there dead with Dr. Sebi if I had some money to go.
Yes.
I don't know Dr. Sebi to be an agent. I think Dick Gregory is not infallible. Dick Gregory is not perfect. He's a man. So I had both mostly excellent experiences with Dick Gregory. Some things that Dick Gregory said, I think, was Dick Gregory's opinion. Opinions are different from facts. They're like rectums. Everyone's got a rectum at least they should.
Yes.
So Dick Gregory may put his opinion or thought on something based on his experience or his perspective. I don't have to agree with it. One of the things that Dick Gregory told me and others is that Donald Trump would never be president and that there would be no more elections. And as you can see, maybe we won't have an election this year. But in 2016, contrary to what Dick Gregory said, we had one. Dick Gregory and I disagreed. Dick Gregory told me I was wrong that Donald Trump wouldn't win. Well, of course, he's elder to me, but I was right. So I don't know the brother to know anything, but I do know what it's like for people to ambush people on air.
Mm-hmm.
And you say something, and before you know it, a million people quote you as saying something. I give a lot of folk hell. I think, I don't know if you know that. I mean, I talk bad about certain people, and I'll keep doing it. But if it's a person, and I'm this way in my private life, Mr. West, if you're mostly good doing the best that you can for yourself and for black people, I'm very reluctant to talk bad about someone that's trying or that has shown a desire to do the right thing. The people I tend to go after, folks who don't want the hoes, the sluts, the tramps, the
yes,
thugs.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That don't want to do any better, that don't want for you or me, they don't care. I concentrate my fire on the traitors, on the coons in our community. So if I had to choose between going in on Dick Gregory over a thing that he didn't get right or whatever, vis-a-vis somebody like, what's this guy, Coonburn or Clanburn, or I call him Uncle
Oh, you
Buster.
Mean the guy in South Carolina?
Well, if you mean the guy that looks like a lawn jockey with missing
hey,
his,
come on, man.
His toupee. I mean, if we... I will go after someone like him, but I would not do that to Dick Gregory.
Okay.
And so the brother needs to understand, I am sorry to him if he felt called out. I just, at the same point, when people ask you things, and you'd be amazed at what people do with your name, they will say you said or did something.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's repeated a trillion times, and it's out of context. And our people don't read or research typically.
Okay.
And they'd be so fast to say, he cursed Dick Gregory. In fact, I think the last time I had a meal with Dick Gregory, he cursed me out for about 7-8 minutes.
Yeah, that's him.
I don't know why he was cussing. Well, I'll tell you the real story. Dick Gregory was just cursing me. F you, Dick. He just was going off. And who do you think you are? What happened? We were at a diner, and one of the men there started saying, whenever I would go on Radio 1, keep court, all of the things I did. And I think Dick Gregory got mad. I'm trying to think, this is Dick Gregory.
Uh-huh.
I'm a nobody. Dick Gregory got jealous. These people kept talking about it. Dick Gregory told it to me. And he just cursed me out and just was cussing. And he asked me, who the F do you think you are?
Yeah.
And I didn't say anything. I didn't say I was the greatest of this. Let me tell you what happened. I told him all I wanted to do was be like you.
Okay.
His eyes got big, And he told folk, get this boy something to eat. You're all right.
All right.
And then all this cussing, you get so Dick Gregory's the man.
All right.
But and so that brother, you know, everything's cool. I'm not mad at him.
Okay,
just
good.
Understand, if you do more good than bad, like, say, Adam Clayton Powell.
Yes.
Or Marion Barry.
Yes.
I know about Marion Barry's weaknesses, but Marion Barry looked out for black people.
He did. Okay. All right.
I'm going to be – I don't go in – I will not go in as hard on a black person that's true.
That's
over
it.
A coon.
Tell the
I
truth.
Don't have any mercy when it's a coon.
Okay. Let me do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with various – topics such as delivering various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, on the self wellness side, health wellness side, we have a show called This Is Libby. Now, if you have never heard of the show, you need to get liberalized. Libby is fantastic, deals with health issues, homeless issues, even maybe, Dr. Short, some planning issues. She can tell you all about the nutritional aspects of life and mental aspects. In other words, all around a program, and she deals with that. Men's issues, women's issues, children's issues, psychological. She deals with all of it in a wholesome way. You need to give that a listen. And that show is exclusive to TalkTeamAtRadio.com. And all you have to do is go to the TalkTeamAtRadio.com homepage, click on programs, and there's a list of all the programs that we carry or produce, and hers is one of them. Give it a listen, which we call a sample, and you'll be glad that you did. All that from TalkTeamAtRadio.com. This is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host of Point West here on TalkTeamAtRadio.com. And no, I did not name it that. In fact, I didn't want my name on that. But anyway, Point West is the name of this program. And our featured guest, and I am so delighted to have him drop his knowledge on us, and I do write a lot of stuff down, is Dr. Randy Short. And so if you'd like to call in, which we have a caller on the line right now, you can by calling 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Now, let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you are on with Dr. Short. What is your question? Go ahead, caller. You're on. Can we get it? Okay, I'm going to try it again. Caller, you're on with Dr. Randy Short. What is your question? Okay. Can't seem to get that, so he's still on the line, so we'll go on from there. Let's see here. Okay, yeah, we did that one for Brother Nawab. Oh, we got him again? Okay. All right. Caller, you're on.
Okay. Hold on. Can you hear me now? Okay. I have a question for Dr. Short. The question is there a relationship between homosexuality and this COVID-19? I think I heard him say something regarding that, and I wanted to hear him go in on that again.
A correlation. There are researchers in India that allege that this COVID-19 has been spliced or engineered to have the HIV virus somehow in it. As recently as within the last 4 hours, there are people now who are starting tests to see if the HIV prophylaxis drugs can be used to fight coronavirus. Just to let you know that this. So there are people who are saying yes in the scientific community that there is some HIV there. Now, having said that, the HIV virus is, at least in many countries, connected more so with the same-sex population than any other group of people demographically. I think we can agree to that. Scientifically, everything points that way. Having said that, there's the LGBTQ leaders all met in D.C. within the last 2-3 weeks, and they contended that the LGBTQ community has, for three reasons, is more likely to be to contract SARS-CoV-19 virus. Reason one, the people smoke. About 50% of gay folks smoke. So if it's respiratory borne and smoking is bad for your respiratory system and it does things to make you susceptible to particulates and so forth, so that's one reason. Number two, because a significant number of LGBTQ folks have compromised immunities because of AIDS, hepatitis C, hepatitis D, hepatitis B, hepatitis A, HIV 1, HIV 2, HIV 3, and we can go on, that with that compromised immunity as well as the other illnesses that go with the lifestyle, that they would be at risk with this virus. That their own groups say this. So the gay leadership of this country says that they're at risk of it. It is a perfect storm. If you went to Google, put COVID-19 and HIV/AIDS in Google, you'll start to see that gay organizations are saying that this reminds them of the AIDS epidemic. And it's very concerning to them. So they say so, not my opinion, not me judging anyone. The gay leadership in the country sees a linkage, and they see danger in it.
That was COVID-19 and the gay agenda. What was that again?
No, I mean COVID-19, A-N-D, caps, and put in HIV or AIDS. You will find there's information there. If you put up COVID-19, LGBTQ, COVID-19, gays, you put it up there all kinds of research, you will find things as well. There is a growing number of people who are gay that are dying from COVID-19. It's beginning to come out. Within the last day or so, they had a big gay party down in Florida, the white party. At least 9 people were infected. 2 have reported died within the last 2 days. The first nurse, reputed the first nurse to die from COVID-19 is a gay male nurse up in New York. And you're going to begin to see these things. There is a Afro-Latino gay man running for office in the Bronx that had to drop out because they have COVID-19. It's happening.
Yes.
And so, and by the way, there's not a lot of information being put out in mainstream press. I want to share with you a scam that happens in America. If there's something very important that could be negative or disadvantageous to gay people, the mainstream media will not print it, or they will whitewash it, airbrush it. If you want to know what's going on, you need to read the gay publications. They will tell you. If you want to see another example, you want to know what's going on in Israel, don't read an American newspaper, because you can't criticize Israel the same way you could somewhere else. You need to read a Jewish newspaper, the Jerusalem Post or Haaretz. You would read the Jewish news to find out what's going on, because they tell their truth. So not that I want you to read the personals, But when you want to get news on what's happening, since they've made the gay community more important than practically anybody else, you may want to find a specific journal or publication so you can see what's going on. Last year, when they were pushing to get H.R. 5, which was initially H.R. 2282, the Gay Equality Act, none of the major newspapers were announcing the moves and strategies that were being made to bring about the ratification, at least within the Congress, of this bill that would have made open the door for pedophilia. If you wanted to know what was happening, you would have needed to look at the Blade or the Advocate or one of their publications to actually know. So this information may not be in the New York Times. It may not be in the Washington Post or the San Francisco Chronicle or the Tribune or the Miami Herald or the Cleveland Plain Dealer. It might end up being in a gay publication. I'm not saying you have to subscribe. If you go in, whenever you have an interest in a topic, put in gay, same-sex, LGBTQ, whatever, and search. You will find the publications. You will get a far more honest read on a certain level than what you get in the mainstream press.
Okay.
Kind of sad. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it's sad.
Other people are afraid that I'm not going to say anything about COVID and AIDS because I'll get fired. But then you'll read the gay paper and they're saying it.
All right. Thank you, caller, for your call as we head toward break. But I have a minute or what? A minute? 1 minute? 2 minutes? Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, caller, again for your call. We really appreciate that. Okay, 2 minutes before I have to go to break here. Dr. Short, and I did look up that some of that information as you were talking about, and as usual, you are spot on. This is why I like it, because people have a chance to research the information that you have spoken to. And you give where you can get the information. You know, I hate to say it, but in the Bible, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I don't want this program to be a show where we just talk. I want the resources where people can go and look them up if you want to, so that you know what's going on and not be subject to what the mainstream media would have to tell you. Anyway, let me get to this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. The podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to have Dr. Short address the Andrew Gillum situation, a couple of more Gmails, and anything else you would like to talk about and what Dr. Short has to say. All that and more coming up next here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick. I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
You've got the power. You are the power. Right here on Talktainment Radio.
Alrighty, I like that slow hand, man. Talktainmentradio.com. We go where you go. Just download the Talktainmentradio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host here on Point West with my featured guest, Dr. Randy Short. And he is open to your calls at 1-877-932-9766 or I'm open to your Gmails at, you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and I will get a chance to read your Gmail. Dr. Short, I'm going to play something. Can you turn up my volume so Dr. Short can hear this? It's only about 25 seconds, then I want your opinion on this. Okay, here we go.
Alexa, did the government release the coronavirus?
According to Event 201, the government planned this event, created the virus, and had a simulation of how the countries would react. This simulation occurred October 18, 2019. The government released the virus among the population and has lost control of the outbreak.
Dr. Short, I cannot verify that, but just hearing it offhand, remember, this is unverified, and Dr. Short knows nothing about this, didn't even know that it was coming, for that matter, neither did I. But just based on your knowledge of how things really work in this country, what is your assessment of that little short 25 seconds?
But I would say this. Why was the Center for Disease Control and Prevention advertising jobs for people to be crisis counselors for corona last year? Why? Why for New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Washington State, California? How is that so, right? Why is it that we, look, people in India, people in China, people from all over have been giving some indication as to where they say these viruses come from. How come none of this has been stated on a from a, an official level in the United States where this coronavirus came from? And why is it that there are five or six strains of coronavirus?
Yes.
The Chinese only have one. Okay. And there are multiples here. You know, where there's more, that's where it came from typically, right?
Typically.
So there's a problem here. The other issue is that the laboratory in Wuhan that worked with the corona was built by Americans like Bill Gates.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's one. The other thing is that many people fail to keep up, but the CIA and other people have done things with LSD and other substances, have sprayed and released stuff in
yes.
the New York subway. They've done these
yes.
things.
Yes.
Why not now?
Yes.
Why, if they've gotten away with doing these things for the last 70 years, I think the CIA was established in 1946. If they've been doing this for 74 years, why stop?
Right.
There's some very simple issues.
Okay. Hang on to that thought there, because we got a caller here. I want to get this call in. Hang on to that just for a second. Okay, caller, you are now on with Dr. Randy Short. What is your question for Dr. Short?
How you doing, Mr. Bobby? First of all.
Good. Good, sir. Go ahead.
How you doing, Dr. Short?
I'm good, and you, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, I'm glad you just mentioned that point. Because I'm tired of this BS. Why don't people just go ahead and just expose Bill Gates and these people for who they are? Bill Gates comes on CNN every night talking about a vaccine, but what he's not talking about is they're talking about possibly building FEMA camps with RFID chips to go in your arm. Why don't he talk about the 5G towers they're making all across the U.S.?
Thank you.
It's a lot of stuff that Bill Gates is doing, and I don't know, Dr. Shorty, I think this morning it's a lawsuit that's going on with Barack Obama, Joe Biden, a lot of people with these 5G networks. So
yes.
This is not an incident. I sent you that article this morning. So
yeah.
People need to just stop being so crazy, and let's go to the real source, Bill Gates. In the World Population Council. It's been on the book since 1974, even longer, actually. Henry Kissinger said, depopulate the planet. And Henry Kissinger can't die quick enough. He's 96 or 97 years old. He ain't dead yet. I'm surprised he's not dead yet. But at the same time, the real solution to the problem is Bill Gates and these people. If these people don't get taken out, you can't solve the virus.
Okay. Thank you, my brother. Dr. Short, you want to answer my brother Johnson there?
Well, if the people make money like Mr. Gates is going to get paid off of any of the vaccines that are made, it's a hustle for people to be made sick so they can make you well. But again,
yes.
the problem is that people who have money are worshipped. So if I am a person who has money, and I kill people with viruses and then sell the medication, I'm rich, bitch, in the words of Dave Chappelle, who lives in Ohio. As long as that's okay, then this is going to continue. They need, I see corona as off as it is, as an opportunity for people to rediscover right and wrong, light and darkness, and if you're for light, to fight against darkness.
Yeah.
Why can't, this is, by the way, you'll never hear these churches preach against Bill Gates or the billionaires or the folks who, they want to make $1 trillion off of vaccinations that'll make you sick, but you can't get these churches to even stand up for $15 an hour. Not enough money to live on. Where are the people who fight for what's right?
Yes, sir.
You know what? They can talk about Martin Luther King and his affairs. And to me, I hugged one of the women that had an affair with Dr. King. If I had had a 20, I would have given it to her.
Hey.
Dr. King stood for something, you know.
Yes.
I mean, you know, he may have worked a lot with his tackle and bait, but at least he stood up for what was right.
Mm-hmm.
Who fights against evil? And by the way, where is everybody?
Yeah.
Where is the Congressional Black Circus? Where is the National Association of Coon People? Where is the National Asshole Network? Where are these people in the midst of what's going on in our community? Why is there such deafening silence from the church that was in Christ, the National Baptist Convention? Where are all the people that we trust? Where's the Boule? Where are the Black Greeks? Where are these Pimp Hall? There's nothing princely about a Mason. Where are these people when we're being targeted for genocide?
Yes, yes.
Where is everybody? Where are these celebrities and basketball players that we look up to and actresses?
Mm-hmm.
Where is everybody that we're told to respect that's about something? I don't see them.
I don't either, Brother Short. All right, my brother, Brother John, thank you so much for the call. And again, don't be a stranger here on Point West. Thank you so much for your call. And brother, since you brought out Bill Gates, my research team, now we can't research everything because it's just too much, but we did find out, Dr. Short, have you ever heard of the, and I'm going to try to pronounce it correctly, the Prebright Institute?
The Prebright, no.
Yeah, Prebright Institute. Well, I understand, according to the research, that they took out or were granted a patent on, let's see, 7/23/2015. Now, some say it might have been earlier. But,
oh, Prebright, aren't they owned by Gates?
I don't know if they're owned by Gates, but I know, according to the research that I've done, that he helps fund them, but not necessarily this particular strand of the coronavirus.
But he's involved with the lots of them.
Yes, yes.
It's like it's like his stamp collection.
Yes,
okay?
Yes. That and other ones, like I think the AIDS and Ebola, I found out that they had a patent on a lot of this stuff. And my question is, why would you have a patent on that? The only thing I can think of is what the Bible says, the love of money is the root of all evil. There has to be money involved in it. And my research team found out that if you do are granted a patent, that you're supposed to get 10 years before anybody else can reproduce it. Do you know any information about the reproduction or patent information from the U.S. Patent Office?
I don't understand how the patent works, but I know that Gates has some kind of deal that he gets exclusives on these.
Yes, things. Yes, okay.
That's one. And it's not just that. He's involved with the Depo-Provera, which causes cancer and kills women, and it's targeted primarily for Black women.
Yes.
And by the way, Obama made that the drug to inject in Black women in sub-Saharan Africa for all the people that like that bastard.
What?
Name Obama. I call him a bastard.
Ooh.
And Hillary did it too. And she's the other B word.
Oh, okay.
This is targeted for Black women in America.
Yes.
Destroy Black women and all the dumb Black women that vote.
Wow.
The Republicans love us because they don't. We need to love ourselves, but the Democrats go for this stuff. These are the people that 95% of Black folks sit up under the buttocks of the Democratic Party. At least we should get something out of it. If you don't like the Republicans, fine, but we're not congregated under the Republican Party.
Hmm.
That's why I swing so hard on Democrats.
Yes, sir.
If everybody's over there, if almost everyone is under them, shouldn't we expect something from them?
Hmm.
And the answer is yes. Do we get anything? The answer is hell to no.
Hmm. Okay.
And that has to be some kind of scam. So Gates, it's not the Tavistock Institute. They've got all these private foundations and think tanks
that are designed to mislead, misguide, and hurt the rest of us. But you know what? Nobody, you would think, Martin Luther King is one person. We've had millions of black people die since 1968. That we can't find any leadership. Just Muhammad Ali. It's right now.
You're breaking up again.
Isn't that disgraceful?
Yeah.
That you can't, there's nobody that's swinging on this, and we're not behind someone.
Good point.
I mean, in fact, I haven't heard Farrakhan say much about Corona. I know all the little Muslims go get mad, but he just had found this day, so they got some money.
Nobody,
you know, and Farrakhan, he's got a platform.
Yes.
He's got a following.
Yes.
No one's talking about this.
Let me do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host on Point West, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And my featured guest is Dr. Randy Short. And if you would like to get in contact with him in the short time that we have here, which is about 15 minutes, you can call 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and I may have time to read this. One of the things I like to point out on this particular show is that when Dr. Short is speaking, he will often give references to whatever point that he is making. Now, you don't have to believe what he says. But at least to be logical or maybe look up the information so that you will know for yourself and not just going on somebody's opinion. But look it up, because you're not going to get this news in the mainstream media, or you're going to be brainwashed into a type of thinking. Somebody, I don't know who said this, but if you free your mind, your ass will follow. That might be true. You might want to do that. Dr. Short, in the remaining 12 minutes that we have, I'll try to get to this. I saw in the news, because I'm still trying to get over the Pent Palace. I think that was a good reference. For those of you that don't know what Dr. Short was talking about, listen to the program, repeat of the program. You mentioned something about Andrew Gillum, and I've heard different stories about that. From what you understand about what happened, could you explain that to the listenership?
Well, I wasn't in the room, so I don't know.
I know you were.
I can't tell you everything, but what I have seen are the documentation that the police and the EMS people went to the room, and there were two people there. Okay, now I saw some pictures, and those look like somebody had liquid stool stain or some blood stain on the sheet. Looked like someone had a small overnight bag full of pills and medication, at least a couple of bottles. Now, I didn't see the prescription. I don't know that. I've seen a picture of Andrew Gillum with everything. I mean, well, they blacked it out, and you know, all I can say is either he was flat or he's not heavily endowed.
Wait a minute, Dr. Short, could you repeat that last statement, because it got kind of messed up there? What did you say now, so everybody can hear that?
Well, he must have not been on the bone when they took the picture, because they had only a teeny little blot out of private, but he's nude. So the people came in, he had no clothes on.
And there was another man in the room?
There were two other men in the room. but there was one man whose picture wasn't taken. It could have all been a setup. A setup that could have occurred required that he would have been willing to go and be in the same hotel room as this this white male trick, okay? So Gillum could have been set up, okay, by the person that called, right? So because, but he would have had to have been willing to be in the hotel room with the dude to be set up. And the person that called, you don't see his picture nowhere. His anonymity has been protected, his face. You only know about the prostitute, and you know about Gillum. The other guy, they haven't posted his picture. You have to wonder why. I'm not defending Gillum. Gillum, hey, you do the crime, you do the time. You're a married man, you got three babies, so you got a presentable wife. She's an attractive-looking woman. Okay. You said you went to a wedding. Well, that's a hell of a wedding. Okay. It's obviously you're living foul. You've got two lives going on. You've got a life that's in public and you've got a private life. And I've seen people who had a double life, but they loved their wife and kids. I said, you know what? I'm going to stop messing with men, at least while my kids are small. Me and the wife can get divorced 30 years into it, and I can be my real
because
self.
Because she just recently asked for a divorce, didn't she?
Allegedly. But, you know, I don't know, because a lot of these sisters out here, let's be honest, if they don't want a brother that works at UPS or for Amazon, they want to be with a baller, even if he's balling with real balls. Okay. So as long as they don't get AIDS and he's not punching them up like she's Joe Frazier's sparring partner, and they got a nice house and she can wear furs and they get to go on nice events. There are a whole lot of women that will put up with the dude who's munching dookie and other things as long as she lives like a queen. Unfortunately, and it's a lot of it in the little Greek letter organizations is full of it. Y'all know it's true. All you Greeks, y'all, they go for this stuff.
Man.
And the women are in all kinds of strange stuff and the men too.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of this goes on in the Lule families. Sure it does.
Uh-huh.
So if he's I think he's Alpha Phi Alpha, or he's not a Kappa. I think he's Alpha Phi Alpha. So he's got his fraternity behind him, and the same way Kaepernick has his fraternity behind him. And this is what our black elite, the same ones that are never there for us when the police kill us and when the banks set us out, but they can stand up for somebody's immorality. Isn't that amazing what people will fight for? Gillum, he had an opportunity, but if you look at the company, if you look at who endorsed him, John Lewis endorsed him, who has a double life, and his wife looks a little bit like a young, she looks like a beat-up version of who Gillum's married to. She's deceased. She died 10 years ago. And Obama, you see Obama smiling at Andrew Gillum like the dude gave him, a lifetime supply of Doritos. Just go up and Google. Obama just smiling. He's just happy. He's just looking, Gillum, ooh, cheesing. He got more cheese than Switzerland when he's with Andrew Gillum. For all those folks who love Obama who ain't done nothing for it. So Gillum got pushed by two of the biggest Democratic promosexuals of all time. The greatest in the world is Barack Obama, and second to him is John Lewis.
Wow.
And John Lewis's buddy, the one that just died, the one, what's his name? Come on, help me, Lord Jesus. The SCLC, Lowry.
Oh, Lowry,
Joseph
yeah.
Lowry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he was a big promosexual too.
Wow.
He's dead. I mean, my God, just Lord, take them all.
Mm.
I mean, like they just had that commercial, Calgon, take me away.
Yeah.
I mean, Corona, take them away. Just take all of the coons that don't want to stand up. God, just pull up your own little demonic vacuum tube and suck up all the folks that don't want things to stand for us. God, please spare us from coons. Amen.
Let me read this Gmail.
And I do pray like that, God. Please come down on coons.
Let me read this Gmail. It says here, my brother, my sister, let me say this. There is a virus that is more deadly than the man-made coronavirus that has everybody talking worldwide as designed by the people who put it together. That virus is the virus of racism, white supremacy that controls, abuses, mistreats, and dominates people worldwide. And most people of color are, most of the world are people of color. It's a damn shame that they have created a system that they profit off of, such as bidding for medical supplies to the highest bidder, state versus state, government versus state, and so in every area. Here in the States, they treat us like a crack hoe with a fish bait of $1,200, making the main focus on that stimulus, taking the main focus off the stimulus, but they didn't tell you that there's a reason they took it so long to have it signed, is that really benefits mortgage investors and a, quote, sweetheart deal, end of quote, as they pay for, as they stick it in your rear. Real justice is this, guaranteeing that those who need the most help get it and guaranteeing that those who need the most constructive help get it. The wealthy don't need that, but we do, and they have set up this virus or system to benefit them, not you. So you get screwed with $1,200 tag, $1,200 toe tag, as they do racial tailoring and sneak that legislation into the so-called stimulus package. I say if you're going to do me, do, at least kiss me, but nah, they do what they've always done because they know that you are foolish to vote for them again. The love of money is profitable to those who have regard for Yahweh, so they hid this main virus, which is white supremacy racism, hid it in a pandemic and named it one corona. This is why it must be eliminated completely and replaced with compensatory justice. Dr. Short, they didn't leave a, yeah, they left an email address here. What do you think about that?
Well, it's not so much that one has said anything that you'd have an issue with. The thing is if this system exists, what is the solution to, what can you do to at least address some of it?
Mm-hmm.
We've got a chicken little henny penny white supremacy bookaboo thing in our community that I have a problem with, okay? My issue is, okay, you have Dr. Sebi. You have people who actually can find solutions. Where we know what the other people are going to do, what they're going to do, and the rich are going to do, but what are the people who have the knowledge that there's a system that oppresses people? What is their approach? Are they farming? Are they producing clothes? Are they creating credit opportunities? What defensive and offensive strategies are they taking other than bemoaning it?
Yes, sir.
There will not be a system of justice to emerge, not for this crowd of people. That's never going to happen.
Yes.
So whatever is going to happen, we're going to have to do it. So what is the action? So I'm saying this to you as a person that, as soon as this corona thing is over, with a partner of mine, we have a little bit. We got a little grant. We're going to try to do something with young people.
Okay.
We'll initially wash clothes for people that are homeless. Look at how we can build and do this. Mm-hmm. I can plug that in with someone that has some property and get with my friend Dr. Nancy Dawson and see if someone has a piece of land.
Okay.
You get what?
Yes,
solve
sir.
It versus bemoan it.
Okay.
You know, a woman screaming rape
yes.
is still rape.
And
a woman that's got a knife or a fingernail file or a little pistol in her purse will shoot that rapist.
That's where we're going to have to leave it there, Dr. Short, because our time is running out. But thank you so much. Thank you, callers. Thank you, G-mailers. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. We will see you next week with Dr. Randy Short. Thank you, Dr. Short.
Okay. We'll be right back.
got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.